Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now to Germany, where police have said the suspect arrested in relation to the Christmas market attack faces multiple charges of murder and attempted murder. It comes as vigils have taken place around Germany for the five who were killed and the over 200 people injured in the attack, 40 people still in a critical condition. The mother of the youngest victim paid tribute to 9-year-old Andre Gleisner on social media. A social media post attributed to her called him my little teddy bear, and she said he would always live in our hearts. Well, for more on this, here's the Telegraph's Berlin correspondent James Rothwell.
Good morning.
You were in Magdeburg for the visit of Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor. What was the feeling on the ground in Magdeburg and indeed in Berlin, where you are now?
The mood on the ground in Magdeburg was incredibly grim. I spoke to people who had gathered at a church next to the scene of the terrorist attack to lay floral tributes, where there was quite an angry atmosphere. In the early morning, just after the attack, you could say that initially everyone seemed to be in a state of shock. But as the day drew on, people did start to become angry, in particular because it was in the afternoon, the day after the attack, that details started to circulate about some very serious security failures which played a key role in the attack happening, namely the lack of security barriers at an entrance to the Christmas market, which allowed the attacker to drive straight in and plough into the crowd. Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor, was also visiting the city at the time, and according to Bild tabloid, he was actually chased away by a crowd at one point during the event. There was so much anger towards him and his government due to the sense that this current government just isn't tough enough on national security.
You were there as he arrived. You looked in the window. He appeared very affected by it, emotional even.
He looked affected by it emotionally. He also just looked completely exhausted. I was surprised to get that close to the Chancellor of Germany the day after a major terrorist attack. I knew that he was coming to visit the city, but I had assumed that he would be absolutely surrounded by bodyguards and that it would be very difficult to get, you know, within sort of 10 meters of him. What actually happened is that I was just doing an interview in the street next to the scene of the accident, and a black unmarked car pulled up, and I peered through the window, and lo and behold, there was the Chancellor of Germany, who then got out of the car and just sort of strolled up to the scene of the accident with a sort of relatively small group of security with him. It was quite a sort of, it felt like a bit of a sort of chaotic aftermath to the accident, really. And it's quite a sort of alien experience, I think, when you might think about the sort of security that would be in place for example, I'm sure for the Taoiseach, but also for the Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, you would expect a bigger security cordon around a national leader at a time when there's quite a lot of public anger over what's just happened.
In terms of the fatalities, James, it's obviously had a heavy toll on Germans. Five dead, 40 people in critical condition, and over 200 more people injured. Outside of Magdeburg, you're back in Berlin now. What has the reaction been outside of Magdeburg?
Well, there's still a lot of public anger over what happened. And a really important piece of context here is that you've got an election coming in Germany just 2 months away. And inevitably, this attack is probably going to embolden the far right, namely the Alternative for Germany party. Even though, and this is what makes this case rather unusual, the attacker had posted messages on social media prior to the attack in which he expressed support for the far right. He had railed in social media posts online against the Islamization of Germany, as he put it. And so, to be completely honest, part of the reaction in Germany has not just been anger about the event itself, but also a sort of uncomfortable confusion as to what this attacker actually stood for. Usually when there's an attack on a Christmas market, as we saw in 2016 in Germany, it tends to be carried out by an Islamic extremist, by someone who is deliberately targeting a market, which is a sort of symbol, if you like, of German culture. In this case, we have a very unusual situation where we have an attacker whose ideology, if he has one at all, appears to be very contradictory and almost incoherent. He's sort of carrying out an attack which seems to be taken straight from the playbook of ISIS, and yet at the same time claims to be against Islamic radicalism. And I think that's actually sort of confused people, and it means it's difficult to sort of build an easy or straightforward narrative as to why he may have done it. As you know, he was arrested, he will be put on trial, and that trial may bring a bit more detail out as to what exactly was going on in this guy's mind. But regardless of that, the fact that he was a migrant worker from Saudi Arabia, the fact that there have been two other major terrorist attacks in Germany this year, which also involve foreign nationals, the backdrop in Germany of growing anger about mass migration, all of this is going to be very significant, I think, in the elections in February.
And the line of attack from the Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD, they've been critical of the security services, saying that their emphasis, their focus has been misplaced. Two branches of the AfD have been described as right-wing extremist organisations, the leadership of the AfD questioning whether or not the security services may have been better off focusing their attention elsewhere rather than looking at it.
The AfD is angry about the lack of security, and it's clear that there were major security failures in this attack. So this morning, actually, it's being reported in Bild, the big German tabloid here, that there was supposed to be a police car placed at the entrance where the attacker got through. And for some mysterious reason, that police car just wasn't there when the suspect was prowling around looking for an opportunity to carry out an attack on the market. So there was a serious security failure, and definitely that will be not just a line of attack that would be used by the AfD, but probably the main right-wing opposition party in Germany as well, the CDU, which is already calling for tougher security measures. And by the way, there's been a big debate in Germany for many years now about underfunding and underinvestment in the security services. That's probably going to be a big part of the debate too. And of course, the wider narrative of the AfD, the narrative that the party has relied on for many years, but which seems to be particularly resonant for voters right now, is this idea that Germany moved too fast and too recklessly when Angela Merkel in 2015 opened the borders and let a million people into the country. It's a narrative which suggests that there was no sort of a forethought, that there was no consideration for example, how to integrate migrants into society, how to ensure that the society remain cohesive. And the AfD is likely to point at an example like that and say, this is part of the problem as well.
James Rothwell, Berlin correspondent for The Daily Telegraph. Thanks for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.